Overdose prevention programs, also known as safe consumption sites, are being proposed as part of a new legislation from San Francisco Supervisor Matt Haney, Mayor London Breed, and community members. According to the mayor's office, nearly 25,000 people inject drugs in San Francisco, and overdoses have dramatically increased since the arrival of fentanyl. At a press conference at Glide Memorial Church in the Tenderloin, Mayor London Breed, who lost her sister to a drug overdose, spoke in favor of the measure.
The challenge that we face in the city and actually throughout this country is not having an honest conversation about people who struggle with substance use disorder. And we know that it's happening and playing itself out on our streets and people are complaining about it. But the fact is, complaining about it and moving people from space to space does not solve the problem.
These safe consumption sites are controlled healthcare settings where people can more safely use drugs under clinical supervision and receive healthcare, counseling, and social services, including drug treatment. Proponents of overdose prevention programs say that these services reduce drug usage in public places and reduce the presence of needle litter on the streets. Supervisor Matt Haney, who is introducing the measure, explains how the implementation of these programs will benefit drug users and the city as a whole.
We are facing right now the most deadly epidemic that this city has seen in a long time, and that is drug overdoses. In 2019, there were over 330 deaths as a result of drug overdoses in San Francisco. We know overdose prevention sites are not a radical idea. There are over 100 that operate in 65 cities all over the world. And in those overdose prevention sites, not a single person has died of an overdose. Thousands of people have been able to enter treatment. We also know that this will actually save money. The task force and the report that came out showed that actually each overdose prevention site will save the city approximately $3.5 million in healthcare costs.
A study published by Harm Reduction Journal found that safe consumption sites in Canada did not increase drug injecting, drug trafficking, or crime. Mayor Breed explains how these programs will provide a dignified intervention strategy and save lives.
People who are basically out on the streets injecting publicly, when they are ready, when they say the word, they're getting the counseling and the services, and they are immediately provided the treatment that they need to get healthy. They're not just going to do it because we say to do it. They're going to do it when provided an opportunity that they feel safe, that they feel comfortable, that they feel welcome, that they feel that they can trust the environment and the people that they're working with. This is about not just the conditions that we are tired of seeing out on our streets. This is about saving people's lives.
Several other U.S. cities are considering similar overdose prevention program proposals, but are receiving pushback from the federal government. The Trump administration sought to block the opening of the first safe injection site in the country at a nonprofit in Philadelphia, a city that has reported more than 1,000 overdose deaths per year. On Tuesday, the U.S. District Attorney in Philadelphia ruled in favor of the nonprofit organization, stating that the facility does not violate the Federal Controlled Substances Act. Supervisor Haney says the San Francisco legislation is consistent with this federal court ruling. For KPFA, Pacifica Radio in San Francisco, I'm Nellie Graham.